Chaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
Man, you hear about this bear story in Avon?
Oh, yeah.
It's not just your typical couple bears walk through the yard story. These two bears walked into a house and trashed it.
Well, it's a joke.
The Avon family on edge now. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Dustin Pohalski is on the phone, and it was your house those bears went into.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Oh, man. What happened?
Well, I was just coming home from an outing with my family. We went to the Science Center in Hartford, and it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, getting ready to come home, start some dinner. And as we're pulling in the driveway, my girlfriend noticed our back door was just swung open, like a little storm door. It was just completely torn apart. As I'm just pulling up and parking, I'm like, yeah, I see that. And I'm just looking into the door, and just straight into the door is my kitchen, and the bear is just staring straight at me.
Oh, oh, damn, you're home.
Yeah, it just pushed right through the back door, and they think, talking to DEP, they think it was actually following a different bear into my house.
Oh, see, bear pressure, yep.
What do you think there was? So there was originally 3, and the 2 followed that in?
Well, that picture everybody saw, that was actually like a couple of days before before that one. But they just think it was just 2 different bears. And one went through my front window, probably let off some smells, and the other bear smelt it and just wanted to get in.
Oh, when you say smells.
Bear smells.
Right.
Yep. As soon as they can smell other bears from far away.
Right.
And then I also had some cupcakes. It was my daughter's birthday the other day, and they were just sitting out on the counter. So that's... They tore that apart.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's bear food now.
Bears love cupcakes.
Okay, so the bears weren't traveling together. One went in, the other one said, that sounds like a good idea.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yep. And then the big one, it was a 300-pound one, is one that broke through my back door. Just, ripped the door frame and everything.
We had cupcakes.
Cupcakes! Yep, you got the cupcakes. They came from Cake Gypsy, so they're really delicious.
Right.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
How much did they trash the house?
They got into 2 cabinets basically, and just ate the food mostly, and then obviously the damage from my front window, glass went everywhere. Obviously, I've got a lot of kids stuff around, so it went in a bunch of toys, pack and play. So a bunch of damage basically.
Wow,
they didn't poop in your house at all, did they?
No, thank God. I bet they're just really mad because they haven't had any food. I've been trying to store my garbage away in different places because they just keep finding it and getting into it no matter where it is.
Oh, wow.
Right. It's like, where's Waldo?
So you're on their stop of favorite places.
Yep.
Yep. Yes, I am. There's definitely a trail they go through all the time.
When you pull up and you look in, I'm thinking when you first saw the screen door broken, you thought it was a B&E, or did you know immediately it was a bear?
Most likely always a bear, yeah. We don't really get much B&Es around here. We just have a lot of bears. They've been into, like, my mudroom area a couple times. They literally open a door, get in there, but, like, that's as far as they've come. And they've actually gotten into my car at night, too. Like, they open the doors and, like, play around in my car, it seems like.
Right, this is a joyride. Yep, exactly. Hit some drive-thrus.
So then you pull up. You see first the screen door, then you see the whole door is pushed in, and then you look, and there are 2 bears staring at you. What did you do next?
Well, it was just 1 bear, but no, I just looked at him, I rolled down the window and tried to start yelling at him to get out of there. Just got his attention for a minute, and that's when I started taking a couple pictures, so I got some evidence of it. Eventually, it just seemed a little skittish and just actually ran away. I'm surprised. Normally, when it's outside, it doesn't seem to want to budge when I start yelling at it.
Well, you had Eli's pizza in the oven.
Yeah, this
give
one
me a
he
couple
thought.
Of seconds. I got like 3 minutes left of the pizza.
So the other one was still in the house, or no?
I don't know. There was no other one in the house. It was just hair follicles going out of the window.
Okay.
It was all the pheromones.
Yes.
Like pheromones,
yeah, it was just,
but for bears.
I don't know how big it was.
Actually, we have to explain
it was only
going to
be a small bear first, considering the size of my little window. But when they saw my door, they realized it was a bigger bear, and they shouldn't have been together, these 2 bears.
Well, look, it sounds like you have a bear problem there, Dustin and Avon. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to conference in someone who might be able to help you if you ever come in contact, face-to-face with a bear in your house.
Okay.
It's a Bellator MMA fighter, John Salter. John?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
How's it going?
Can you give Dustin some advice? What would you do if you came face-to-face with a bear?
I think his approach of screaming at it to leave is the best bet.
Right?
That's now, a big animal.
The guillotine!
Yeah.
Yeah, would you give him like a headlock or a bear...
Armbar!
Armbar. It's got a thick neck, though.
Put your thumb in its eyes.
If history's taught us anything, attacking them with a guillotine is definitely going to work.
Hey, where are you going to find one this time of night?
Yeah, Dustin, you get up on the table, then you come down with an elbow.
Right.
There we go.
John, what's your signature move?
My signature move?
Winning.
You know, winning, I guess. I've got a lot of rear naked chokes. I wouldn't say that's definitely my thing, but I win a lot by that.
Explain what a rear naked choke is. This sounds like some activity.
Maybe in a bedroom?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I had that once.
Yeah. That's when you get behind somebody, get under their chin with your arm, and end up choking them till they tap or go out.
Okay, why is it called naked?
You know, I'd trained a long time before I ever found out the answer to that. Because people, train in, the uniform is called a gi. And when you train in no gi, which means you just have on like a t-shirt and shorts, that's when you typically do that choke, and they call it naked because you're not wearing a gi.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
I'm glad we explained that to Dustin because he's going to go and tell his girlfriend.
Yep.
Rear naked choke on the bear, hon.
And she's like, okay.
Try
it out first over
here.
Right.
All right, Dustin, we're going to let you go. Thanks for coming on, and good luck with those bears, and I hope insurance covers that cost.
Be careful, man.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dustin.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Too.
Right.
Oh, guess what I did?
Oh, no.
I hung up on the wrong person.
On a guy who could beat the crap out of both of us.
You know.
Damn it.
Here it comes.
Blame the bear.
John, AJ hung up on
the
you.
The damn
not
bear
me.
Did it.
Thank you for calling back.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah,
sorry about
no that. Problem.
Your phone is a loose nut.
Yeah, so very excited about this. This Friday, Mohegan Sun, Bellator 264, the main event of the night.
Ooh.
John Salter fighting for the Bellator MMA Middleweight World Championship.
Woo, you got
Damn.
This. You got this.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night.
How do you feel about your chances here?
I feel good. I think this is the perfect time for me, and I plan on going home with that belt.
There you go.
What do you – I mean, geez, wouldn't that be something if – All right, so the current guy, the guy that you're fighting is 47-7-2. You're 18-4, which is a tremendous record, and you're just starting out. You seem like you're at the front part of your career. To take him out and become champion now, how cool would that be?
It'd be amazing. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I've been at the top, just knocking on the door of a title shot for about 4 years now. So this is, exciting. It's what I've been working for, and this is, a defining moment in the career.
How long have you been doing it?
I turned pro in 2009. So I've been fighting for a pretty long time.
12?
So you've only had 22 fights? Is that a lot of fights?
Yeah, that's usually, a pretty good bit for
a
career.
What's that, like two a year?
Something like that. He's had very few people have as many fights as he has.
Okay. That's the number.
He got into the sport a long time ago. He got in the sport probably about 4 years before me, and there's a lot more tournaments then.
Oh.
So when he got in, you're fighting multiple times in a weekend or in a couple of weeks.
Multiple times on a weekend.
Just getting to the hotel.
All right,
yeah.
To beat that guy, get the advance in the bracket to the next guy. Right.
There's a lot of confidence to be had there.
Oh, right. Jesus.
Get to breathe for a second.
Yeah, we'll do a Friday, Saturday. I'll win Friday, and then we'll fight again Saturday. No big deal.
You're like that action hero who, through the course of the movie, your eye got poked out, and your arm is dangling, and you got stabbed in the stomach, and now you're fighting the guy who has all the juice.
One guy's, walking in fresh. The other guy looks like John McClane at the end of Die Hard.
Yep. That's not a good look.
Holy crap, you're a badass.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was a different world back then.
Are you friends with this guy? Do you know him?
No, he lives in Holland. I've actually never met him.
Wow.
Holland. That doesn't sound like a place that produces a lot of big fighters.
I don't think I can locate Holland on the map.
What are you making? Wooden clogs?
Wooden
over there?
Clogs and fighting. Yeah. Don't tell him that. Yeah.
Seriously, don't tell him we said
he'll
that.
He'll find our ass.
John Salter's on. He's fighting for the MMA middleweight world championship at Mohegan Sun on Friday. Man, that's very exciting. This is it.
Yeah.
John, you got to do it.
You can
this
do
is,
it, man.
This is your time.
Beat up Clog Boy.
There has to be enough footage on this guy to know what to do to beat this guy. Is it come at him fast or go the distance? I don't think...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
He's definitely the kind of guy you got to be ready to go the distance with. He's a lot of people come at him fast trying to put him away early, and it just doesn't work. But like I said, there's a lot of footage on him, I think I'm prepared and am ready to have the right game plan to beat him, I believe.
It seems like if you get to the end and the judges have to decide, they very rarely hand the belt over to someone else unless it's so obvious. Like if it's close, they keep it with the champion. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, for the most part, you've got to make sure there's no question you won if it gets to the judges. And obviously, the goal is always to stop them early, but not always possible. So, I got to go up there and make sure it's dominant and obvious that I won.
Yeah, that naked chokehold, that sounds like a good move.
Yeah, that's the way to go, just naked him.
Or just point to the distance and say, isn't there a hole in the dike? He'll turn his head, boom, you punch him. Because if anything, little Dutch boys like to put their fingers in.
We're going back to Holland.
Right. Going back to Holland here. Going Holland, old school.
So you don't smack talk someone like that, right, John, because it just motivates them?
Yeah, I've never, some people love smack talk and everything. It's never been a big thing for me. I'm just going to go out there and do my job and hope I'm the better guy at the end.
There you go.
Man.
What's
that like when you walk into a ring and it's just you and another person? You're looking across the ring there and you're like, yep, here we go.
Yep, our face looks really good right now.
What's going through your mind?
It's the worst thing ever because there's a lot of people there watching you and there's a guy trying to beat you up. So you better be ready.
Sounds like Monday's here.
AJ typically gets pounded on.
Yep.
On the air.
Yep, I'm not from Holland, though.
What's your walkout song?
I've had a few different ones. I haven't even picked my one for this one yet.
It's Monday!
You should do Happy by Pharrell.
Yeah.
That's intimidating. Because he's happy!
What's he so happy about?
Wait, you change your song each time? You don't have a theme?
Yeah, you don't have to have the same song every time. They hadn't even reached out to me to see what I was going to do this time, so I hadn't thought about it.
Wow. What about Bodies Hit the Floor? Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the body.
That's a pretty hard one.
Yeah, I'm thinking Sound of Music. The hills are alive with the sound of music. There you go.
That's interesting.
That'll confuse
That's
the hell
an
out
interesting
of them.
Pick.
Right.
Wow. I just, I think about that, what you were just saying. You're looking across the ring and you see that guy and you're like, this guy's here to beat me up.
Ooh, Final Countdown.
And everybody's watching. Hmm. Yeah. It's like an after-school fight.
Yeah, it is. Fight, fight, fight.
At the buses at 3 o'clock.
I call you out, man.
Right, but it's a lot more pressure.
Yeah, fight's a lot more, too.
That's the big one. You know, for a title of 25 minutes, that's a long time to be out there fighting somebody.
A lot of smacking. Yep.
Just 3 minutes, just acting like you're boxing.
Yep.
You realize how long 3 minutes is.
Seriously.
You get two, and you're like, how is this not over yet?
Right.
Hey, there's another minute.
Damn it.
And then do that for 25.
Right.
Wow, my shoulders are out of shape.
The breathing.
Oh, my God.
Constantly moving on your feet.
Time. I got a cramp. Time.
Does your mom go to the fights?
She's come to a few, yeah. I think she's going to be at this one.
Oh, really? Because, if I'm Gerard, I'd be more worried about mom jumping in.
Seriously, with that purse?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff?
What mother can sit there and watch this? Well, you're going to win, so you're going to win early.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
Your mom's going to be going, that's my boy.
You know, I think you should work on a secret punch, because he's going to expect this naked bear move.
Right.
You know, I think you got to have a punch, John, a punch like who even thought John was going to give him that Mike Tyson uppercut, and then ding, lights out.
Right.
Then you could name it something cool. John, what was that move? That was the powdered jelly donut?
Yeah. No, what you got to do is like Bugs Bunny, you got to build a little brick wall around your fist.
Yeah. Well, I'll make sure and work on the powdered jelly donut up.
We've been working it for long.
We are rooting for you. Can we talk to you either way on Monday?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Excellent.
Because we're rooting for you, and it would be just tremendous to speak to, and which we will be on Monday.
Hey, champion.
Speaking to the new MMA middleweight world champion.
Right. Yeah.
John Slater.
That's right. Right. That's
well,
right.
Good luck, brother. You don't need it. You've done all the work, so we are rooting for you.
Do this thing.
Thank you, John.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Talk to you Monday.
Let the body sit the flow. Let the body sit the flow.
And then after he wins, we're going to give him a list of people.
Limited number of tickets remain. Can be purchased at Ticketmaster and Bellator.com. Can you watch this on pay-per-view?
I don't know. I don't know.
John Slater fighting for the Bellator MMA Middleweight World Championship on Friday at Mohegan Sun.
Smooth.
Oh, that'd be great if you want. And he used the jelly donut punch.
Right. I don't know. Look, it was just a brainstorm. All right. Yeah. He doesn't have to settle on that as a finalized name.
No, but it could be. Why the jelly donut? Because I made his brain a jelly donut.
Right. There you go.
Lights out.